Hello everyone, good afternoon. First of all, I really appreciate Honorable Secretary of Economy Madeira based on this opportunity for launching. I appreciate you, Andrea, for great follow-up and support. I'm really happy to be this afternoon with you in first front runner island globally regarding urban transformation. I had two practice. This afternoon I visit a center of monitoring observatory, and I based on your presentation, I inform your minister that is approve our evidence that you are front runner. Because, you know, it's a matter of starting something futuristic, correct, and talk with the language of data. Without data, without correct data, we are not able. We are just talking about some things that we are not aware about that, very clearly. And I worked more than two decades and a half with the United Nations system. I work with best practice and local leadership program, and we have wonderful experience around the globe. But regarding the urban management, we have some front runner. I avoid word of pioneer because of indigenous people. We don't like that word because of that history. That's why we switch to the front runner. Frontrunner is everyone together try to achieve a goal for our future of our planet. In this way, we develop criteria with Harvard University, and also we share with the other university. We organize many, many different kind of EGM expert group meetings regarding creating this kind of initiative. Before that, UN Habitat created City Prosperity Index with 72 indexes under six categories. In parallel, ISO standard organization developed 3720 standard with 100 indicators. And we try to combine those kind of indicators based on the role of data and see how we are able to evaluate based on those criteria and have urban assessment and then choose a potential front runner cities, region, a country to do some global practices regarding change. And we don't expect to change everything. Change is really painful, is really hard. If you are starting talking about, it's not just show talk. And based on all, I'm telling this three decades, I had lots of discussion with mayors. They create some things, and after 1 year, 2 years, investing money, and they face with the failure practices. And that's resources of planet. And that's why we try to exchange. We try to find a role model that now in the island, we believe Madeira is global role model. And then collaborate based on we have in SDGs that you correctly mentioned in this kind of website. We are focusing in frontrunner on SDG 11, sustainable cities and the resilience community. But we have another goals that is really, really fundamental. And goals number 17 is public participation. How we are able to engage people. How we are able to try to create cohesion, do some things. I emphasize change is painful. And we don't know how we are able to kind of interact with each other. we understand in the contemporary world, we have governance, we have municipalities, but now step by step, all the kind of indicators shows we need to engage people to do some things together for the future. I believe we are at the beginning of this journey, and I believe Madeira could unlock some discourse with the globe regarding, not only regarding tourism, regarding everything, regarding creating a kind of urban transformation, new settlement, and kind of try to engage a global kind of think tank to do some practices for first for citizens of Madeira and with citizens of Madeira. And I emphasize, it's not show talk. It's really even small practices, but we need to start transformation. We really appreciate you. We already engage other frontrunner cities, but this is first island that we start collaboration, and we really optimistic to start something serious, and it's hard task, and we really want to do some things with you and for you. Thank you so much.